Kutlama is the name of being able to drink plenty cups of tea with one piece of sugar. Sugar is the most precious thing of the years of poverty. These lockers were where the treasure of food was kept along with the key held by my grandfather, hence the hardest to reach. It was often bought in pieces from the village grocery store and consumed one by one so that they don't run out quickly. It is broken into smaller pieces with its special scissors. It certainly isn't easy to get the opportunity to enjoy a piece. The locker is unlocked and the sugar is out once a guest arrives in the house. That is why the children of the house love having guests so much, since the best variety of the food in the house comes out only then. Mr. Yavuz in his memories. Every afternoon, my grandmother and mother had the busiest troubled hours. The children are hungry, so the mothers, if they could take a candy from my grandfather, would throw it in the milk, slice some bread, and feed the children. Give me a piece of sugar. I'll throw it in the milk for the kids, my grandmother said. Grandpa gets angry. You just ask for one in the morning. What did you do with it? Mom takes a candy from a bowl of sugar when a guest arrives. Keeps it hidden in her palm, so that Grandpa won't notice. She's hiding it, so that kids will be happy to enjoy some. Could we blame my grandfather for his actions? One has to be careful. The winter is endless, and the nights are long. Once you run out of sugar and tea, there's no way to access more until summertime is here. Once upon a time, there were cabinets in Gridlestraw that were locked because they had sugar and tea in them. Oh, my grandfather. Now everything is so plenty. But we are unhappy, more desperate and hungry. Both the children and the elders, who were happy with one piece of candy, are all gone.